Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Prestasia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a couple of charges on my credit card. I got your number from my credit card statement, and I'm trying to find out. I didn't order anything. The only description that it gives me on the account, it looks like it says Prime Diet Solutions.
Well, sir, we service multiple different brands. In order for me to give you information on a specific brand, I would have to pull up an account for you first.
Okay, if I didn't authorize a charge on my card and I don't have an account, then what do I need to do?
Okay, so if a purchase is showing up on your card, that means that something had to be purchased, and it'll automatically have an account.
Right, but it wasn't me.
Okay.
I've got two charges, one for $87.43 and one for $89.65 that I didn't place.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, sir?
27028.
Okay, can I have that first and last name?
My name is Trent, T-R-E-N-T. Last name is Rector, R-E-C-T-O-R.
Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Give me one moment.
It looks like the charges were back to back, like 20 minutes apart from each other.
Okay, so I'm not saying anything for you. Can you spell that first and last name for me?
It's T-R-E-N-T. Last name is R-E-C-T-O-R. I don't think you're going to find anything under my name because I didn't place an order. But the charge came up on my credit card. So do I need to dispute the charge through the credit card company?
Okay, so since I'm not able to pull up an account for you, that means that we're not the ones that those charges are being made through. So you will have to call your bank back and get an alternate number to see where those charges are coming from, and they can further assist you with that.
Now, there is some numbers. I don't know if it means anything to you. Well, I guess it's the same thing. It's the phone number. It basically gives me the phone number, then it says Prime Diet Solutions, and then the phone number again. On both charges, that's the only thing it gives me. And it gives me the amount and the date and the time. And they were 20 minutes apart, and it's only $5 between the two charges. So you can't, do you have anything, can you check one more name for me?
I can check the last four digits of the card.
0249.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I'm thinking somebody may have gotten my card information because I've got you're one of about five charges that I didn't make. Or these charges are a couple of about five.
Okay, so I'm still not getting anything even with that those last four digits of that card. So you would have to call your bank and get an alternate number to see where those charges are coming from.
What did you call the number?
You will have to get an off call and get an alternate number.
Okay. Do you have anything? If I give you another name, can you check that name?
I can try the name, but if the name is not on the, if the account is not in your name, I'm not going to be able to give you any information on that account.
Even though it was charged with my card?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We can only give the information for security purposes if the account is in your name.
Can you tell me if there's a if there's an order under another name?
No, sir. It's no account or order popping up with the information that I've tried. I tried the phone number, and also with that card, it's not showing up anything either.
Okay, so I just need to call a bank.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a